to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, do you please call roll?
Mr. Hirsch?
Here.
Ms.
Slater?
Yes.
Mr. Barron? Mrs. Perry?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Braverman?
Here.
Mr. Duber?
I'm here. Are there any nominations for Council President for 2017?
Yes. I'd like to...
Okay. Elaborate.
My nomination.
No, we're just gonna.
Would you like to elaborate on your nomination?
Yes, I would. I would like to nominate Brandon Duber for council president.
Thank you.
Second it.
Oh, you don't have to second it, but we appreciate it.
I didn't know that we had.
Who's the we? Who's the we that appreciates
it? The royal.
The royal we.
The proverbial we.
No, the we appreciate the second. It's an inside joke.
Necessary action.
Are there any other nominations?
No, but can I just make a statement, a short statement about this?
times, though, first.
Are there any go ahead.
Nominations? And are there any other nominations?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Historically, I've not been a fan of having somebody serve more than 2 years, although Herb did. Herb served 3.
Herb.
Pardon me?
So did Kathy Keeter.
Did she do 3? I couldn't remember. But Mark did more than that. He did about 8. And I felt it was fair if we could just go around the dais and rotate everybody and give everybody a chance, because I felt it disseminated power. However... I think Brandon's done an excellent job, and I know he's spearheading the bike trails, and Pinecrest, we're looking at Pinecrest, so I think it would be a good thing to have you serve another year.
Thank you. With that said, can I have a motion to close nominations and instruct the clerk to cast a unanimous ballot for myself, Brandon Duber, as council president?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
I think Judd beat you. Thank you, Mr. Klein. And if you would please call roll.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Well, thank you all
for playing.
Ensuring your trust in me.
Before we move on, should we excuse Rod?
We don't need to.
But for a special meeting?
Right.
Okay.
Only regular meetings.
All right. Trying to protect the lad, that's all.
Yeah.
Sick of the dog. Are there any nominations to appoint the council president pro tem for 2017?
Yes. I'd like to nominate Judd Klein.
Okay. And are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Did you want to add anything
there? Yeah, I think you've done a great job, too. So there you go. When you filled in that one time, was it once or twice you filled in for Brendan?
Okay. And so with that said, can I have a motion to close nominations and instruct the clerk to cast unanimous ballot for Council President Pro Tem for Judd Klein? Motion, anyone? I will make a motion, I guess.
And I'll second
it. We need a motion.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. And if you'd please call roll.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Congratulations, Veep.
Thanks. We are very happy.
We live that down.
Moving on to Ordinance 2016-29, an ordinance approving and confirming the appointment of Stephen Hovancic and Associates as Orange Village Engineer and repealing certain ordinances. This is on for second reading. As noted last week, the rates aren't changing, correct? Or last month, I guess. So, any other discussion on this? Moving on to ordinance 2016-34 is amended, an ordinance amending certain sections of the codified ordinances to revise personnel policies for village employees and repealing certain ordinances. This is also on for second reading. Any other
amended since we
You recall there was no emergency clause, but in the caption it indicated there would be. So we conformed the caption to match what the ordinance actually provided.
Any other discussion on that?
Ordinance.
I don't know if we got the employee. That's why I was asking. I don't think
you'll have it next week.
Okay.
I brought it tonight. But
Moving on to new business, ordinance 2017-1. An ordinance appointing the law director and authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Walter Everfield, LLP, Stephen Byron, and Benjamin Chernacki to provide legal services from January 1st, 2017 through December 31st, 2017. On for first reading. I think it might make sense here to suspend the rules if anybody would like to make a motion to suspend the rules and pass this tonight.
Move.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch. If you'd please call roll on suspension.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. And now can I have a motion to pass ordinance 2017-1?
So moved.
Ms. Perry, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. And if you'd please call roll.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Did you say Perry?
Yes. Hmm. Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Say we thank you.
We thank you.
So we.
Yeah.
18-2, an ordinance appointing Blair Melling as the prosecutor of Orange Village and providing compensation for the prosecutor and declaring an emergency. This is on for first reading. Would anybody like to suspend the rules to pass this tonight?
Rules?
No. Okay. Will we have because then we won't have anyone for, yeah.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Would you please call roll on suspension?
Hirsch?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Perry?
Klein?
Soft, yes.
Braverman? Braverman?
Yes.
Huber?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's what.
Everything in emergency.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chief. How's Blair? You like him? Okay.
He's responsive.
I remember when he was the prosecutor.
My interaction with him has always been positive. He's very responsive to when I call him, and we need to coordinate things.
Do you want him for another year?
This is just, what, a straight 2% increase?
Yes.
Do we do 2 or 20 years?
He's a dreamer, Glenn Millen. He sort of is La La Land.
You did what the contract did. Hang on.
You got proportionate to commensurate with everyone else.
Which is 2.5%.
2.5 is what everybody else.
2.5.
Did we call roll on that?
We didn't get 2.5.
On suspension only.
Is there a motion to pass ordinance 2017-2?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mrs. Perry. Is there a second? I will second. If you would please call roll.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. And moving on to ordinance 2017-3, an ordinance amending section 1173.02b2 of the codified ordinances to provide that microwave oven shall be permitted in hotels and motels in the planned mixed-use development district. This is on for first reading.
It goes to planning and zoning.
And it's going to planning and zoning.
Pinecrest. Bree?
Well, it's Pinecrest. No.
Is that for the Chagrin Highlands? That's for the Chagrin Highlands, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are there any audience comments relating to matters which advance the good of the village? Hey, guys.
Maybe, but hey, I don't think they do.
Hi.
Does the ordinance limit the size of these things or at all?
Limit the size of a microwave?
Is it relevant?
The definition in hotels and motels is facilities. That prohibition actually it permits microwave ovens in the
in that area, though.
Correct.
Okay.
Any audience comments? No.
That was the only zoning code where it was excluded.
No, it's in any.
All of our?
It's in.
I don't know. Is that Judd? Do you know what the hotel we approved last night is having microwaves in the room?
Ask them. They didn't seem to indicate that they would be. That
does like the? What about the Marriott? Does that have?
No.
Like their suites?
Not Marriott. They don't have Marriott.
It does an extended stay. They're.
But they are.
That's. I thought that's what this was for.
For the change.
An extended stay south.
Yeah.
An extended stay without a microwave. PMUD.
Any other discussion on that? No.
Go out every night.
Any audience comments relating to matters which advance the good of the village? No. Committee reports and comments by council members. Mrs. Perry.
I have no report.
Mr. Braverman.
No, this evening, thank you.
Mr. Hirsch.
No report this evening.
Mr. Klein.
Planning Commission met last evening, approved plans for a new home and also approved plans for the new AC Marriott Hotel at Pinecrest. And I think we have finally have a resolution for the Whole Foods. The permit has been issued so they can get going with their building.
Anything else?
I see that they did a mass mailing in Orange Village, Whole Foods.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Mm-hmm. Away.
I didn't get that.
The only other thing I would make note of is that Dave Hart is working on final document for the master plan that will be forthcoming and will be discussed in February.
February
20th or something?
21st.
So if you want to mark your calendars if you'd like to attend that meeting of Planning Commission that will be discussing the master plan.
And the sign ordinance is coming back to Planning and Zoning on January. I don't know if this is the right year.
Yes, it is.
17th.
And then it'll come back to council again.
We referred it to P&Z, but we made revisions, so we want to see the revised one before you get it back.
Mrs. Kluter.
Yes, a statement. Thank you, Chief Chris Costora and Bob Zugin for keeping us nice and safe. Yes. Sensible salting. We're not doing so much sensible salting, I notice. It seems to be... What, are you using that liquid stuff? Okay. Yeah, it seems to be working fairly well. Yeah, yeah. So thank you. Thank you, everybody.
That's all. All right. Mayor, do you have comments?
The year ahead. Okay, I imagine that you've all... already gotten the last newsletter, and so you already know what the primary goals are. But I will just quickly go over the main ones, which were listed in the newsletter, and just add a few other
secondary goals that, while they're not secondary to the employees and the departments, they were less interesting to the public at large, but I think you should know about them. Big year in Orange Village. We will be installing a major, new, fabulous playground. I actually did not tell the truth when I said the development at Pinecrest will have a few tenant openings in late 2017. I misunderstood. I was told that they had to have REI by Black Friday 2017, but what I misunderstood was that that wasn't for it to open. That was for them to put in their tenant leasehold improvements. They have to turn the building over to REI by Thanksgiving 17, and it also won't open till 2018. So really, the whole thing's going to open in spring 18, and I misstated that because I misunderstood it. And so we will be manning a satellite safety station, and we will be gearing up and getting ready for that, but we have a few more months than I thought we did. We plan in 2017 to do the reconstruction of Jackson Road, and very, very major project in Orange Village is the commencement of the construction of all-purpose trails throughout the village. Starting this Saturday, the engineer, the service director, the council president, and I are sharing days Bob and Brian are doing every day, but Brandon and I are sharing days where we're going to the residents along Lander and Harvard and talking to them individually, at least the ones that responded to our letter, and getting the design nailed down so that we can go to bid and get Lander and Harvard done in 2017. There might be some easement work that will come before council that we'll try to get done as soon as we can so that we can go to bid and get that done. The community park will have some enhancements in addition to the playground. We are still marketing 4170 Lander Road. We had another call this week, so that's been three calls, but nothing concrete to talk about. We have been planning for a new fire engine in 2018. However, you will see the specs and get the request to go to bid in 2017 so that we can take delivery and make payment in 18. Mr. Klein just told us about the master plan, which will be done in early 2017, and the sign ordinance.
Or replacement? The fire truck?
Replacement of a 25-year one. And to talk about it when it's time to... The service department will be into council in 2017 for the purchase of a new one-ton dump truck and a new leaf blower. I don't know if you don't have to come to council for the leaf blower. We will be coming to council with a bunch of equipment that we will have declared surplus. Obviously, this is a big year for monitoring the development of Pinecrest. Mm-hmm. And, again, this year we will see the beginning of the development of the Chagrin Highlands South. They have had, as you know, you approved the master plan and the preliminary phase one. They do hope to start the infrastructure by spring. And we have met with the Drury Hotel at planning and zoning, you know, on a conceptual preliminary level, but they will be in with their actual construction drawings sometime in 2017. Sometime early this year, there will be a new entrance and design by the White Drive Road where you come in for the park. There will be some improvements in the community garden, possibly the addition of some more raised beds. And the service department is going to be working with some students from Tri-C for the design and installation of landscaping for the front of the Muni Center. We also have some maintenance and housekeeping to do on our aging facilities, for example, replacing the air conditioning unit and a Muni sanitary pump and the light globes around the outside of the building. The fire department is planning to place all of the commercial plans that they have from paper to screen so that they will have them on iPads and all of the vehicles. And the same with the Chinese church. That's going to come to a conclusion this year and be operational, and they want to have all their plans on iPad as well. They are also working on the transition from one station to two stations, and I already talked about the fire truck. The police department is on their Their sixth year. This is the year they will be coming in to replace the fleet of vehicles after 5 years to stay on the cycle. And then many of those vehicles will be disseminated to other departments, and then there'll be surplus equipment. And, of course, the finance department has the same goals every year to handle the funds in the best manner possible and accounting for it. And we have the same goals as always, to provide the best service for our residents at the most efficient way and provide all the usual activities and services that we normally do. But I think we have some very major highlights for this year.
My comments only, thank you for trusting me as council president for another year. And with that said, can I have a motion to adjourn the special meeting?
Yeah, motion made.
Ms. Cluter. Thank you. Would you please call roll? We do have an executive session. 30-second executive session.
For the purpose of discussing pending or imminent litigation.
For that.
Oh, you can't say that out loud. For
the what?
Pending or imminent litigation.
Okay. So let's adjourn into an executive session.
Seconds? Pending or imminent litigation?
Motion for that?
Super quick. Like super, super quick. 10 seconds. You don't even have to move.
So the motion for an executive session was made by the Mrs. Cluter rather than adjourning?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Okay, for executive
session. I'll do it.
Then Hirsch. So Hirsch.
What's the...
Carrie?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Huber?
Yes.
Recording. Is it to do with the moon? Is that what we're going to discuss?